Welcome to Your Destiny. Mr. Destiny is Robert Lee Camp, the author of Love Cards and Cards of Your Destiny. In the next 60 minutes, you can learn about your future, your relationships, and maybe even your special place in this world. Come prepared with questions for Robert, and bring your birthday, the magical key that unlocks the secrets of your destiny. If you have questions about somebody else, have their birthday ready as well. For more information, please visit 7thunders.com. That is the number 7 and the word thunders.com. And now, here's Robert.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show with Robert Lee Camp. Hope everybody's doing great tonight. Today is April 23rd, 2007, and the sun has just entered the sign of Taurus, just recently. And today's card is a Jack of Clubs with a Seven of Spades ruling card. And Jack of Clubs is a very brilliant card. It is the card of memory. And some people who were born as a Jack of Clubs actually have photographic memories. I've actually met several people that have photographic memories, which really helps them out quite a bit, for good or bad, because the Jack of Clubs is also a card that is so brilliant, so mentally brilliant, that they tend to see life sometimes as not having any boundaries for them, like there's nothing they can't do. So Jack of Clubs can go to the negative side, and they can lie. They can make up stories. They're extremely creative, and you would never know. And that combined with a perfect memory is the perfect card to be the world's greatest liar. They can make up a story. So these people are extremely creative, and they can really do good in their work with this creativity. I have a little joke about Jacks that, you know, if you need an answer to a problem, they can always come up with a solution. They're extremely resourceful. There are a lot of famous Jack of Clubs people. Oprah Winfrey is a Jack of Clubs. Raymond Burr, who played Perry Mason, is a Jack of Clubs. But also, Jeffrey Dahmer was a Jack of Clubs. So there's all sorts of people that have that birthday and that card, and they have their own karma, you know. No card is really like the best card or the worst card. Every card has a good karma. Every card has some bad karma. Jack of Clubs often have a mate that is ill, or they have trouble with the relationship, and there's some sort of hardship connected with the relationship. And the fact that this Jack of Clubs has a Seven of Spades birthday, what this tells us, too, is this person has a strong spiritual side. Now, many people who have Seven of Spades don't actually access that spiritual side, but they have it. It's within them. And these people, the Seven of Spades is also really connected to making money. So these people often have very successful businesses. Born today is William Shakespeare, Shirley Temple, and Roy Orbison. Also Sandra Dee, the clothing designer Halston, Valerie Bertinelli, and Janet Blair. Along with a lot of other people, of course. Lee Major is also born today. So we wish them all, those who are still alive, we wish them all a happy birthday today and hope they're doing great. Tonight we have a special topic. This is, for me, a special topic because I've been working with this in my own personal life intently for a long, long time. And that is the topic of fear. And, you know, I'm a Cancer sun sign, and anybody born with the sign of Cancer, we are the sign of fear. So we deal with fear on a day-to-day basis. But actually, it turns out that everybody deals with fear to one extent or the other. But what is it about fear? What is the understanding about fear that we could have, if we could have it, that could really make a difference in our life? Is there something about fear that we could know and understand that might help us to have a better life? First, let's talk about how fear operates in our lives. Okay, let's just talk about how it operates. Give sort of like a perspective on how it works and what are some of the ramifications of it in our day-to-day life. So first of all, we must know that everybody is afraid. Some people are more afraid than others, but all of us are afraid to some extent. Some people think they're not afraid, and some people will tell you they're not afraid, but they really are afraid. There are some ways that fear is operating when we don't even know it's fear. For example, if we are angry, if I'm angry at somebody, I'm afraid. Underneath all anger is fear, the fear of something. Something has been threatened, and we don't want to feel that feeling of fear, so we blame it on somebody else. But fear is the motivator. Fear is the underlying cause of the blame. Fear is the real thing that's happening that causes us to do the negative behavior of anger. You know, in today's society, if you're a guy and you're grown up, you grow up being learning that it's not okay to be afraid, which a lot of men, very few men are taught otherwise. If it's not okay to be afraid, then how can you express your fear? If you can't be vulnerable, what can you do to express whatever fear you have? Well, the only thing left is anger. It's okay. So basically what our society teaches men, for the most part, is it's not okay to be afraid, but it's okay to be pissed off. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to be angry. And it's okay to get angry at other people when things happen that scare us. If I am, here's another category. If I'm avaricious, if I'm greedy, I'm afraid. If I want to steal things, I'm afraid. In this case, I'm afraid of not having enough money. And I'm afraid that God doesn't love me enough to take care of me. This is another way that fear shows up, that it maybe doesn't look like fear on the surface. If I want to manipulate other people and situations and, you know, and have a sort of a disregard for them in the equation, I'm obviously afraid. See, because fear distorts our mind. It gives us a reason to do things to other people that are harmful, and not really be mindful of how our actions affect other people. So if I'm taking advantage of people, if I'm manipulating them in some way, if I'm trying to control them, there's no reason to control anybody else. If I'm trying to control somebody, try to make them do what I want them to do, it's from fear. Even though we might tell ourselves it's for their own good. You know, like men who abuse women think that the women that they're abusing like it. They tell themselves, she likes it. And that's their way of explaining it to themselves and getting out of the responsibility. Now, here's another category. If I judge other people, if I label them, if I categorize them, call them names, if I talk about them in a negative way, if I judge them, I'm afraid. There's fear behind all that behavior. So, you know, these are things that we all do to one extent or the other. I'd be surprised if anybody doesn't do some of these things. A person can look very confident on the surface. Anybody can look confident on the surface. But it's the actions that we do that reveal what's going on. It's our mindfulness. Now, for that reason, you know, I would say probably in this country, most people don't even know they're afraid. They don't understand that fear is what's driving their life. They just see what they're doing, and they have a reason for why they're doing it, and it seems logical to them, and that's all. That's the end of the story. That's as far as it goes. There is no awareness that the fear is the motivator. Everybody's afraid, and nobody wants to be afraid. That's the other thing. Even women, they don't want to be afraid. Nobody wants to be afraid. Nobody wants to feel fear. Nobody wants to be in that state. Don't? Isn't that why, if you're listening tonight, aren't you looking for a way to get around the fear, a way to not have it? We all want to get away from it, some of us more than others. Some of us really, like, just can't be with fear. So, like, if you're around some of these people, if they're around somebody who's fearful or needy, they just can't handle it. Neediness is a form of fear. You know, it's a fear of not having enough, of not being safe. Some people can't stand to be around other people that are needy. That's a sign that they have fear within them that they haven't faced yet. And as I said earlier, men have it the worst in our society because we're taught not to cry, not to feel, and especially not to be afraid. Some fear that we have is karmic. And what I mean by that is we're born with it. It's a trait that we had the moment we arrived. Now, some people don't believe in karma. They don't believe in past lives, and that's okay. No problem with that. But it does explain. It does give a really good explanation for what is going on in the world today. And I've seen that, you know, some of us have to experience a great fear. Like in astrology, if you have the moon in your first house, the moon is the planet of fear. It's the planet that rules the sign of Cancer. It's the most sensitive, the most vulnerable of all the planets. And if it's in the first house, the house of our self-image, the moon will show up. That will show up as a personality trait of being extremely sensitive to other people, extremely sensitive to criticism, but really more sensitive to being rejected. Now, what I've learned from astrology is that's a karmic thing. And what I mean is that that person in a past life had to have been really dominating or arrogant with other people and made them feel afraid, but didn't have any recognition of what they were doing to other people, didn't have any recognition of how other people were experiencing their behavior. So the law of life is that we get a chance to experience everything, not just one side. So karma dictates that we come back, and now we're the one who's very afraid all the time. And these things often, this kind of karma of fear, especially if it involves the moon, is a lifetime karma. It's going to last the entire lifetime. There are many other aspects in astrology that have similar effects. Like I happen to have sun square moon in my chart. That's a sign of fear also. So it's very common, and this is karmic fear. Other fear comes from just, you know, natural things. There's fear that's just natural, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's the survival instinct kicking in, telling us to do something. The state of being fearful is a state of being in a lower vibration. It means that we have constricted ourselves. We have made ourselves smaller, and we've sort of hunkered down to protect ourselves. And in this place of lower vibration, bad things happen to good people for no reason. It's a world where people don't have any power. It's like a whole different reality. You know, there's vibrational levels that we all live in. There's lower vibration and higher. And all of us have experienced all of these. We've experienced a lot of these. We've experienced some of the really lowest vibrations and some of the highest vibrations. I know I've had dreams where, this has happened in my dreams, where something is going to happen to me, like a monster or something, an animal is going to attack me, and I just freeze up in fear. Now, in the dream, I can't do anything about it. It's like I'm frozen in fear. I haven't experienced that in my real life, but I know what it feels like to be that afraid. So we can actually get so afraid that we just freeze up. You could die from fear. Fear could kill you if it's too intense and goes long enough. It could actually kill somebody. In this place of fear, whatever fear we're having, if we're not feeling safe, if we're not feeling loved, in this state of fear, the mind is operating on a really low vibrational area, and the ideas that the mind comes up with to try to help us hurt us. In the state of fear, we make bad decisions. And that's why I tell people never make an important decision in your life from a place of fear. You know, I've talked about this before in my discussion on intention. If whatever core energy is at the root of our choices and our actions is what will determine the result. So choices and actions made from a fearful place will always result in us ending up in even a more fearful place, because it was fear that motivated that mind and that choice at that time. So we should always make choices from a high place. So like if you are thinking about, let's say, changing jobs or moving, let's just say one day you work on your job and you get this beautiful inspiration. You see yourself doing this wonderful job that you love. And you remember, I used to love doing this when I was a kid. And you get this really wonderful thought, and you go, wow, I should make that choice. I should try that. I should do that. Okay, that is a thought coming from love. Because, number one, you're feeling safe. You're feeling protected. And it's coming from a higher vibrational area. Of course, then what will happen often is we will then start thinking of all the considerations, and then we'll think about losing our current job or whatever, and we'll go back into a state of fear. And then instead of making our choice from that higher vibration place, we will make our choice from the fear vibration. How many people do you know are in a job that they don't love because they need the money, they have to have the money? How many people you know are in a really bad relationship because they're afraid to be alone or afraid to be rejected or afraid what will happen if they end that relationship? All of these situations, if we're in a situation where we're unhappy, it's probably because we made a decision in the past from a fearful place that got us here. That's what got us here. When we're afraid, we're in prison. And if your life feels like a prison in some way, if you feel like you want to escape from your life, it's because you shackled yourself up with choices that you made while you were in a fearful state of mind. So we must make our choices, our important choices, especially when we're feeling good. So if you are afraid, what is the method by which you can either get rid of the fear or get back to feeling loved? How can we eliminate fear? That's a good question. Can I eliminate fear? The answer is, and this is now, somebody may contradict me on this, but as far as I can tell, we can't eliminate fear. There's no way you're going to get rid of it. But if we are aware of our fear, we can learn how to deal with that fear in a way that does not affect our life and does not cause us to make bad decisions. Doesn't cause us to make decisions that get us in even more hot water, in more trouble, in a more negative, fearful situation on down the line. So let's talk about how we can do that. We can eliminate all the negative manifestations of the fear from our life. I think about fear, most fear, at least the fear that I have, a lot of it comes from an inner child inside of me. And this child wants to be safe. And that might be represented in astrology as our moon, okay? That's how I look at it anyway. And this child is afraid to do things that the rest of me would want to do sometimes, you know, like because it's risky or it's dangerous or it's there's a possibility of something bad happening, you know. So I realize I have this little child, and I realize that my child is afraid, and I have learned to love that child and not reject that child. I spent most of my life rejecting that child and not allowing that child to be acknowledged or heard. Now I've learned that I have to acknowledge that child. I can't just ignore it and run off and do what I think, because in doing so, I'm afraid the whole time, and I don't even know it, because I'm pushing that child down. So we can learn how to experience our fear. We can learn how to acknowledge our fear, how to be with and accept our fear, and a magical thing can happen. But you have to realize that nobody really wants to feel this fear. No one wants to be afraid. No one wants to feel any negative emotions. We do everything we can to avoid it. We ignore it. We escape from it in all kinds of ways, movies, reading, drugs, alcohol, sex. We do anything to not experience our negative emotions. But here's a real secret that I'm going to tell you, and this is, like, for me, was life-changing, absolutely life-changing. It's made all the difference in my life. What I've learned is that fear is like a cloud that comes by. It's just a feeling. you can try to apply all kinds of meaning to it. You can try to figure it out. You can try to explain it. But ultimately, all that energy, that fear, all that it wants from us is just to be experienced. And I have found that if I allow myself to completely immerse myself in that fear and feel it, let it come in. Don't fight it. Don't explain it. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to change it. But just let it come in. Take deep breaths and feel how afraid I am. I have found that it just magically disappears within a few minutes. And the more I can just open up and let go and let it in and be the fear, actually be that fear, like not separate myself from it but embrace it, I have found that it just goes away. Like I can be really afraid about something and I can be trying to figure out an answer to it. I'm just thinking and I'm thinking, oh my God, it's a big problem. I got to do something about this. It's so bad. Oh, what am I going to do? Oh, I'll try this. Oh, no, it won't work. That didn't work last time. I got to try this. I got to try that. I'll get into it so intensely. And nothing will change. Nothing can change in that state of mind. Nothing can change when my mind is in there trying to figure it out. And really what my mind is really doing is my mind just wants to not feel it. And my mind wants to figure out a way to get rid of it. But it doesn't. And the problem gets bigger. It looks worse and worse and worse. My mind goes around like a little hamster on a treadmill. Now I've learned if I just take a few moments, I close my eyes. Sometimes I put my hands on my heart just to like hold myself, that fearful part of myself. I take long deep breaths and I say, just come in. I acknowledge you. I accept you. I'm not going to fight this. I'm going to be with. And let myself really feel that. Sometimes in less than 5 minutes, that fear is gone and the problem is gone. The problem that started the fear is absolutely gone. I didn't really do anything. I didn't change anything. All those things my mind was coming up with, none of those had happened, and yet now there isn't a problem anymore because the fear just left on its own because it was done. It just wanted me to experience it, and that's it. And I think you'll find this is true for yourself if you try it. I want you to know, though, that your mind will not want to do this because our mind wants to keep total control over our whole experience. Our mind is not who we are. We think we are, especially if you're a club. You think you are your head. You know, clubs think they are their thoughts, their mind, their ideas. They get touchy if you criticize their ideas. They tend to get touchy about that because they're so identified with what they think. But we are not our minds. And the mind cannot help us when we're in a state of fear. It actually does harm. So we have to learn how to get control of our mind and say, look, just calm down. Let's just take a moment to be with this. Let's take a moment to be with this fear. This whole planet and all of these choices, all the greed that you see in the politicians, for example, the way they've used the Iraq war to benefit themselves financially, that is greed. Greed comes from the fear of not having enough. It doesn't come from a loving place. It comes from a lower vibrational state of mind. And it doesn't care about other people. As long as they get what it wants, it'll do anything to other people. No matter how good a person you think you are, if you're afraid enough, you would hurt anybody to get what you want. You would do something. You know, people who are addicted to drugs will steal from their own families. They would kill people if they needed to. That distortion of the mind that happens with drugs is the same thing that happens when we're afraid. But the overall thing I see in life today, in our society and in the world, is that nobody wants to be with what they're feeling. Most of these negative behaviors that we see in our world today are caused by the avoidance of wanting to avoid what we're experiencing, wanting to push it away, blame it on somebody else, and not be with it. I mean, how many people do you know that can just own what they're feeling, can own their their experience, what they're experiencing in life. And yet that is the solution. That's the solution to most of our problems. If people, you know, in our leadership positions in the government and so forth, and people everywhere, if people just could be with their fear, be with their anger, and know that it's theirs and not other people's. Nobody made them that way. Nobody's making us this way. Just be with that. We could have a transformed society. That's what will transform the world. But it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen like a magical thing. Everybody all of a sudden starts acknowledging everything. It's going to happen by one person at a time. I like the words of one of Sting's songs. At the end of the song, I think it's the song called All This Time, the river runs through something to the sea, I forget, but he says, men go crazy in congregations. They only get better one by one. And that's really where it's at. We all have to get better on our own. That's how we're going to make a better world. We're not going to get it by changing the world. We're going to get it by changing our world. So if we can learn to be with these negative emotions and fears and so forth, and unearth our fears. If you find yourself doing any of these things, judging people, blaming other people, being greedy, being angry, criticism, avoiding stuff, you know you're afraid. You got to know it. That's what's going on. Take some time. Get to know the fear that you brought with you into this lifetime. It wasn't imposed on you. It came from inside of us. Our fear comes from inside of us. So this is what I think we need to do, and I encourage people to do that. If I have a reading with a client, I can actually tell them what their fears are, because if you know astrology that really well, you can actually see the fears in a person's life, and you can help them get in touch with them. And in most of my readings, I'd say a lot of my readings, it comes down to whether the person that I'm reading for is going to choose love or choose fear, because they want to have a good life. They're afraid to choose the thing they'd love to do. This is what we have to do in life. We have to be willing to choose what we love. And we got to remember the things that we love. Like, remember that we have these wonderful thoughts. Remember that we have a dream. We have something beautiful to look forward to. And this is where we have the gold. This is the most valuable thing in our life, is knowing that we have a treasure trove of good things that come from inside of us. Just like our fear comes from inside of us, all the good things come from there too. So that's our discussion tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. What we're going to do, I'm going to take a break in a second here, but I want to say that I'm going to try something a little different tonight. We do have Eva on hold for to ask a question. And now you can call. We have at least two lines open. She's on line two, I think, so that leaves line three and four, I believe. They're still available. You can call in. But if you want to, you can email me a question. I'll give you my email address in just a second. And while I'm on the show here, you can email it. And if it's something I think I can answer and it'll be beneficial to the rest of the listeners, I'd be happy to do that. So here is my email address. Now, you have a choice. You can either call in, or you can send an email and send that to Robert, my name Robert, Robert at the number 7 and the word thunders, thunders.com. It's Robert at 7thunders.com. Okay? So we're going to try that as a little variation. We're going to take a short break while we hear one of my little commercials, and then when we come back, we're going to be talking to Eva from Chicago, Illinois.
For centuries, the information was kept hidden from society. Preserved by a secret order, instructed never to reveal this esoteric knowledge until the world was ready, until a time when this information could do the most good to benefit mankind. And now this information has finally been revealed, the fabled Book of Destiny. With information about every aspect of your life. And now you can make use of this information for your highest good. You can discover just why you are here and where you are going. Who are you most compatible with? When will you move? When will you change jobs? Find love, get married, and make the most money. All of this information and more is now available to you in two books, The Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards by Robert Lee Kemp. These books are available in any bookstore, physical or virtual. But if you order them from SevenThunders.com, you will also receive a special report entitled, When Will You Become a Millionaire? This special report will tell you the times in your life when you are the most likely to experience massive financial success. To get both books, which teach you how to do these readings for yourself, step by step, plus this one-of-a-kind report at a special discounted rate, just point your web browser to 7thunders.com. That's the number 7 and the word thunders.com. Look for the link talking about the radio show special. And within days of ordering, you will receive everything you need to do readings for yourself and others. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed for your money back. And now, back to our show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It's great to be here. I hope you guys are having a good evening tonight. It's a beautiful evening here in California. Of course, they brag about the weather here, but, you know, it's just been a nice day overall, nice and warm. We've had some cold weather, too, recently, which has been, you know, kind of nice to get back to the cool, because I know pretty soon it's going to be summer and we'll have no cool weather. I kind of like the cold weather myself. So getting back to what we're doing here, I have Eva from Chicago, Illinois, on line 2. Is she here?
Hello.
Hi,
Hello,
Eva.
Mr. Kemp?
Hi, do I know you?
No, I tried to call last week. I called a little bit too late, so today I am the first caller, I suppose.
Yes, you are. Nice to have you on the show, Eva.
Thank you. I have both of your books, and they are fascinating, and I just can't thank you enough to come up with those two books.
So do you have a photographic memory?
No, I don't, but I wrote everything down for this year. Both for my...
I asked you that because you're a Jack of Clubs, and I was talking about Jack of Clubs earlier. So. And actually,
really?
I know somebody who's your same birthday who does have a photographic memory.
Really?
Yeah, she's amazing.
I do remember things by image.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But,
so tell me, what's on your mind tonight? What would you like to talk about?
Sure. I'm going through a divorce, and I would like to see what you can advise me of, you know, how things will look by the fall, because I have some children that need to start school, and I like to move to another state.
You want to move out of the United States?
No, I want to move out of where I am in to across the country. So
okay.
I just want to know if the divorce will be smooth and, you know, what I need to look out for.
Well, is your husband fighting the divorce?
Yeah.
He is. So he doesn't
about
want to
money.
Have a divorce.
No, he does. He really does. But just about money.
Oh, about money. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing, you know, people can love each other,
mm-hmm.
and then when they break up and go to divorce court, they can be so angry with each other, and an excuse, and they use money as the vehicle to really get angry at their spouse, their ex or whatever. And blame them for everything,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I really, it's a shame that this happens, but it absolutely does happen.
Yeah.
So there's likely to be a legal thing between you and him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and what is his birthday?
His birthday is September 29, 1959.
Okay. So. Your husband is a very strong-willed person, used to getting his way.
Sure.
And he likes to dominate everybody around him.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He's an emotional manipulator. Do you understand? Yes. So, now, and he's probably pretty smart, too. You know, you're smart, and he's smart. So.
No, he is very, very smart. He has 3 masters and 1 doctorate.
So a person like that who has a super mind and who probably doesn't really, because people who are 8 of hearts sometimes, oftentimes, don't really, they're not willing to really look at their fear because they know they can manipulate other people.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm guessing, but I bet I'm right, that he's not really owning all this. He's blaming it all on you, right?
Of course, yes, it's all my fault.
So
I'm the one who won the divorce.
Right. So here's the thing. You see, that tells us that he's going to do everything in his power to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
So that answers that question. You know he's going to do it, right?
Yes, he told me he will.
Yeah, he told you, and I'm telling you. So don't expect it to be any different.
Hmm.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
And you better take steps to deal with him because you're going to be in court with him.
Yeah. He's going to
use every means. You know, when a person gets angry like that and is blaming the other person, like we were talking about earlier,
mm-hmm.
when a person is in that state of mind, they'll do anything. They'll lie. They'll cheat. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
They'll hide money. Men will hide money. And they'll justify it because they blame you, see?
I see.
Yeah. So you have to prepare for this. You have to get a really good attorney.
Yes, I have one.
You have one now?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, make sure he's good. You know, make sure that he's up, that he can handle the tricks that your husband's going to play.
Yeah.
This is going to be a difficult year for you.
Yeah.
You're going to end up okay, but it's going to get really hard at times. I can tell you that. You just had just starting a new year. Your challenge for the year is a 5 of hearts. That's the divorce, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you have an 8 of spades result. It means you're going to do it. You're going to be successful, but you're going to have to learn to be very forceful.
That's the lesson of my life.
Yeah, and you're going to have to treat your husband like a thief in your house, like a criminal.
I see.
Because that's what he's going to act like.
Where is the higher vibration of thinking, acting, not our fear? I'm trying to
I wouldn't expect any higher vibration from him, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you have to think like he's like a thief coming in your house to steal from you.
Wow.
You have to treat him like that. And think of your children and protecting them, you know, all that.
Okay.
So the cards show you being successful, but the part of you being successful is you have to learn to be strong and not let him dominate you anymore. That's it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're doing the right thing. You made the right choice, but you're going to have to have that happen, you're going to have to show up differently than you've shown up in the past.
Okay.
All right, Eva. Good luck with that. I know you'll do it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And
thank you.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate hearing from you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. We do have another caller on line 4. Line 2 and 3 are open. And her name is Kathy from Michigan. Is she here? We're waiting to see if Kathy's on the line.
Hello?
Oh, wow, there you are.
Yeah, here I am.
Nice and loud, too. I can hear you really good. That's great.
Well, I'm all the way in Michigan.
How is the weather up there in Michigan right now?
Well, at least it's a little bit warmer than it has been. We've had 80 a couple days, but it's been 30.
Oh, yeah. I know you guys had that storm come through there, didn't you? Boy.
Yes, we did. And it was nasty.
Chicago also, because they're right next door to you guys. So.
Well, we were lucky we didn't get that.
So what's on your mind this evening, Kathy?
Well, what's on my mind is, and I want to thank you. I'm really excited about you doing this program. I've been trying to catch up with you because it's about 11 now here. I get
I know. It's a little hard for the East Coast people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I can totally understand what you're talking about with the whole fear thing because I've been really throwing around trying to do my spiritual work to help humanity.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you get that feeling that, yeah, you need to really be doing something.
Mm-hmm.
But how to do it and get out there to do it, and it's been quite a problem. And then my husband doesn't agree with the spiritual walk I'm on, so that's kind of hard too. So,
mm-hmm.
But that's
yeah.
kind of what I'm looking at.
So what kind of work is it that you're wanting to do? I mean, what specifically? Is there something specific that you're wanting to do for your spiritual work?
Well, it started out that I was working with guardian angels and teaching a class guardian angel, and then in doing that, people from the other side started coming. And so it's been like a grief thing along with that. And
people from the other side started showing up when you were doing
yep.
your meditations, or what?
Well, the process that I was given, I was kind of blessed with. And I would, like, take people through a symbolic process where they would meet a guardian angel going over
a
garden type thing over to the other side.
Uh-huh.
And then when I would be working with them, they would all of a sudden be saying, you'll never guess who was there. My guardian angel didn't show up. It was my grandmother who passed, and so it kind of took on that direction.
Uh-huh.
But I've been doing a lot of different things. I've had a channeled reading where they were saying that really one of the big things I'm to do here is my mission is doing a 12-step program for emotional freedom for people using light, sound, and color. So I've kind of been, that's been coming in and out of my life.
Uh-huh. So, so your husband, what's your husband's birthday, by the way? Do you know?
December 16th of 47.
Okay. What year is he?
47.
Okay.
That's the year, 1947.
So your husband is kind of a practical guy?
Yeah, I guess.
And he's a fear card. Did you know that? He's a fear card.
Yes, he's definitely in fear.
So, you know, when you talk about doing your work and stuff, I get the feeling like his main consideration is financial.
Hmm.
Or something along those lines. So mm-hmm. the point is, I think if you were making money at this, he would have a whole different attitude.
Right. He's been really jealous and that kind of stuff along his lifetime, so.
He's jealous of you?
Pardon?
He's jealous of you?
Well, more of a jealous of everybody else.
Oh, I see.
Including my parents, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, you know, the cards are showing me that you really have to have a new thing going in your life. You have to go ahead and follow your dream this year. You got to follow it. Okay, you got a seven of spades Pluto. You got to follow that the work you're supposed to do, and it's going to happen for you. Okay, but you have to be powerful. You have to stand up. You know your husband will actually follow you. You don't know this, but he will follow you. He's moon to you. You're not moon to him. You're the leader. So it's not about what he wants. It's about what you want, and you don't know that. You think you don't know it, but you do know it. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, so you can't use that as an excuse anymore, your husband.
I know. I knew that. Because
you
I said really...
You just didn't mention it when you called in.
Yeah, I just didn't mention one of the small details.
Yeah, exactly. One of those huge, small details. Okay, so this is the year for you to do it. And right now, Kathy, is the time to act big. Okay?
Okay.
You have the King of Spades right now. It is the most powerful card in the whole deck. It doesn't come very often. It's rare. And you won't get it again for a long time. Do it
okay.
now.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah. How do I go
if you don't do it now, it's nobody's fault but your own, and nobody wants to hear you whine about it.
I know. I've been trying. I've been doing business cards, and you know, it's.
You need to do business cards. You need to do all the business things right now. Right now, I can't emphasize it more. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's going to work out.
Yeah. How long is that? That King of Spades or whatever around for the whole year?
No, it's only in this period, but it gives you power all year, but it's really the most right now, between now and June 1st.
Oh, June 1st. That's
you got to get
huh?
You got to get you got to get moving here.
I thought you said that soon, huh?
Yeah, right. When I said now, I meant now.
I guess yesterday.
So now it's up to you.
Yeah, that's what
see, the only thing really blocking you is yourself, Kathy. You're a double five.
Mm.
And fives have trouble with commitments to things and so forth.
Yeah.
The only thing blocking you is you. It's not your husband. It's not the lack of money. It's nothing. It's you.
And I guess
so
that's
you can unblock this right now. You got the power to do anything this year.
Oh, wow.
Okay? So we want to hear you call back and say, hey, look what I did.
Well,
that's what we want to hear.
I was listening, and you were talking about, yeah, I can usually tell what your big fear is, and I'm thinking, okay. And, you know, it's been a prayer and everything else. Okay, now what do I do, and where is it, and what is it that I'm really afraid of that, you know, that I'm holding on to this? It's just...
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in order to answer that question, in order to know what you're really afraid of, you're going to have to spend some time with that part of yourself. And you can do that, okay?
Okay.
You have the ability to do that. You need to hang out and get familiar with your feelings.
Wow. Those things.
What a concept.
Yeah. Well, it's I've been doing a lot of stuff with the quantum healing type stuff, you know. And
yeah, but see, a lot of that stuff is very mental and doesn't really get down to what's going on. You know, I'm not putting it down, but... It sometimes can be an escape from really facing what's going on. Some of those techniques. You know, people are afraid just to sit down and be with themselves. So they come up with some, you know, fancy thing to do, hook themselves up to a machine or some concept, and it's not dealing with what's really going on.
Yeah.
It's very simple, this thing I'm suggesting, you know. It doesn't take rocket science.
Okay.
It's just a matter of sitting down and being with ourselves. Be with who you are. That's the answer. Go within. That's always the answer.
That's a lot of what I've been told for, 10 years now. Just
meditate.
It'll all come. Okay.
Yeah. And so now is the time. Now is the time to do it. And you got great cards. You got no excuses. So if we hear back from you and you didn't do it, shame on you.
I don't want to hear it.
So don't call if you don't want to hear it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You don't want to hear it if I didn't not call back if I
no,
didn't
yeah,
do
I'll,
it.
No, I don't mind if you call back, but I'll be the one to tell you. Shame on you.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I haven't had passion in doing things for, you know, a long time, and it's trying to figure out what the passion is. And
well, yeah,
what
you don't
I
know what makes you, where your passion lies, you shouldn't even start until you know that answer.
Right, and see, that's what the big thing was, too, is I think fear of having a passion and that type of stuff.
Yeah, because a passion might bind you somehow and keep you from having your freedom.
Yeah.
Well, Kathy, I'm going to have to go and let some other people talk, so thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you. Have a miracle.
And you're welcome.
Thanks.
You're
Thank
welcome,
you.
And I hope to hear from you again.
Thank you, Robin. Bye-bye.
Right. Have a nice sleep tonight there in Michigan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care, Kathy. There's a good example. Now, she's a five, and fives have a hard time sometimes figuring out what they want because they change their mind a lot. It's a card of change, the number of change, you know. And a five of hearts, she's a five of hearts and a five of diamonds, so there's a lot of inner change happening all the time in this individual, making it difficult for them to figure out if they could actually even pick one thing or not. So do we have Don from Michigan online too? Is he here?
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Don, how are you?
Perfect. How about you?
I guess as good as I can be.
There we go.
And you're in Michigan too.
Yes, I am. I'm Upper Michigan, so I'm a few hundred miles away from Lower Michigan, but in Detroit.
Oh, okay.
There,
are you up by Grand Rapids?
Nope. Put it in perspective, I'm 100 miles due north of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh my goodness, you're way up on the finger of the hand.
There you go.
The fingertip.
Right on the border there, yeah.
So confirm your birthday with me. Is it July 27th, 1964?
Correct, yep.
Okay, so what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I guess I didn't have no particular question in mind. I'm just wondering, can you do like a general overview?
Well, do you know anything about your card or anything yet?
Pardon me?
Do you know anything about your birth card or any of that?
No, to be honest with you, no, I don't. I just kind of hooked
okay,
up with
so
your
you're
shoulder
new to all
last
this.
Week. And
okay, that's good. I just wanted to kind of get a sense of who you are. And so your card is the Ace of Clubs, Don. That's your birth card, defined by your birthday. Everybody's got a birth card in this system that I use.
Okay.
And the Ace of Clubs means two things. It means an unquenchable thirst for knowledge. And the second thing it means is a search for the soulmate. Okay?
Okay.
Have you found your soulmate yet?
I believe I have met a couple in my life. I feel as though we have many soulmates out there.
Are you with one right now?
No, I'm not. Nope,
uh-huh.
I'm not.
Yeah, well, do you have girlfriends?
At the moment, to be honest with you, no, I don't. I've got full custody of my little guy, and
uh-huh.
I've been kind of taking it easy there. And
okay.
Pretty much all my attention
Well, in this system,
there.
The year begins on your birthday, okay?
Okay.
So the year that you're in now is winding down a little bit, in terms of like the worst of it is over, okay? You went through a hard period just recently.
Okay.
I would say, from
Makes
what
sense.
I see here.
Yep. Makes sense. Yep.
Very difficult period. You got through it, okay? Here you are, and I would say the focus right now was on money.
Very true, yes.
At the moment.
Don't we all worry about money, you know?
Well, I know, but we focus on it more or less in different times, you know. And the
yes.
focus looks to be, and you should be, it should be focusing on money right now.
Right, right.
For you. And that'll go until your birthday. It's like you're dreaming of making a lot of money, and you might. And you're not sure, because you're also afraid you won't. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Makes perfect sense, yes.
You
hit the nail
right
on the head.
So let's talk a little bit about next year, okay? Next year, your thoughts are going to turn to love again. After your, I mean, when I say next year, I mean after your birthday.
Correct. Yep. Okay.
So we're talking about just a few months, okay?
Right.
So you're going to want to have a woman in your life, and you're going to want to kind of settle down.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, and you will, but it won't happen till probably. I don't think you'll have the right matchup until later in that year.
Okay, sounds good.
But you will achieve that, and you will achieve satisfaction.
Okay, well, that's what I've been shooting for, so.
yeah, I don't think you have trouble attracting women. It's just finding the right one.
Yeah. You got that right.
And that's what I mean. See, the Ace of Clubs people, they're very picky because they're looking for this very special person, you understand?
Yeah, I am following you. And,
they're looking for like something that's like timeless.
Makes sense.
So you know, but you're going to be successful at it. This next year is going to be a lot easier than the one you just came through.
Okay.
This Super. Year has been tough. This next year is going to be a lot more fun and a lot easier.
Super. Yeah,
and,
I feel higher vibrations coming in. So.
Yeah, and you'll notice that right after your birthday, things are going to it'll kick off with a bang. With the cards I see here, I have a great idea for you, okay?
Okay.
Create a big birthday party for yourself this year and invite all your friends.
Okay.
You know, say, I'm holding a party for all my Leo friends and me.
There you go. It's been a while.
And everybody show up and bring a present and bring something to eat. Let's have fun.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
And you, I bet you you'll have one of the best times, because that, and that will kick off a great year for you.
Okay, super.
Okay, Don, I appreciate you calling.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Okay, you're welcome.
Be well. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. I love to give good news, but I don't always get a chance to give news, but I love to get it. Now, we have Dana on line 4. Is she still with us?
Hey, Robert.
Is this Dana Plant?
It's Dana Plant.
He wrote your birthday down wrong, so I wasn't quite sure.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I missed the first part that you were talking about fear, and I was really interested in what you had to say, because my partner, who is 3-6-1958,
uh-huh, yeah.
He's got the 6 of spades Pluto and the 9 of spades result card. And, of course,
mm-hmm.
I'm the 6 of spades, so I'm just kind of wondering what does that does it mean something really bad is going to happen? Or?
So you're having a fear about your cards, about his cards, actually.
Right.
Uh-huh. And do you see any, like, divorce in your cards?
No.
Well.
No, actually, things are going really well.
Yeah, I think they are, too. As a matter of fact, this could be, for both of you, one of the best years of your life.
Really?
Sure. He's in a pinnacle year. You have a King of Spades long range.
I do.
But what I want a King of Spades long range, darn it.
I'm
I
doing everything in my power to enhance that as well. You know,
you just can do anything with that card. You got to make a list.
Oh, I have. Believe me.
Oh, good. Because that's, you don't get that card. Some people will never have that card.
Wow.
So when it comes, we have to really take advantage of it.
Exactly. I'm very aware of that. But I'm just really concerned about this 6 of spades Pluto, 9 of spades result for the whole year.
And I'm telling you not to worry about it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's not, you have to look, okay, since you already know the cards pretty well, okay, I'm not just going to give you the answer. I want you to think about this, though. What's the most powerful positive high side of those two cards? Okay.
Creating your reality.
Well, 6 of spades doesn't have to mean you now, does it?
No.
It could mean him finding his life's work. It could mean him finding his purpose this year. And going after his big dream.
So that endings would be...
The ending means... You know, the ending can mean the fulfillment of something that's
mm-hmm.
been sought after for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And he's displacing the 8 of diamonds.
Yeah, that's the pinnacle year.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
He's wanting to have something completely new in his life, not mm-hmm. a new relationship.
Not necessarily a new relationship.
No, I'm saying not a new relationship.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I'm going out on a limb here.
Okay.
No, I don't think it's a new relationship at all. I think this is about his life's work.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. I feel better because there has been a lot. It's been really intense for a lot of people right now.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't get to talk about this earlier when I was talking about fear, but, you know, we live in very fearful times, much more than usual. Our time, the things that are going on in the world today contribute to a general sense of fear that we all experience. Who knows what's going to happen next?
Right, yeah. And normally I don't feel like I'm a very fearful person, but I think I've stirred the pot. I've been doing a lot of spiritual work. And I knew that it was going to ask a lot of me, but I didn't realize what or how much or anything like that. And I'm starting to feel physical, like heart, like realizing what I've been holding on to in my heart that I don't need anymore, that I have to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like anxiety, which I'm normally not used to touching into.
Yeah, so, you know, probably your general state of anxiety is greater now because of this. You're basically opening up yourself to things you haven't looked at, you know, that are scary.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a general sense of anxiety, and that's probably why you interpreted this card in the negative instead of the positive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just concerned, you know, because I know that it has to do with change.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to necessarily mean you, but you could have a part in it, you know, like you're a person that lives your mission.
Absolutely.
So that's how a Six of Spades is, and that's his Pluto card. That's what he wants on some level.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
See, the Pluto card is what we want. It's often what we really want
mm-hmm.
to have show up.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. That gives me a lot more to go with.
Okay, I hope you're letting all this in, okay?
I am.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Robert. You're great.
Thank you.
I love everything that you've done with these cards and now the radio show. It's awesome.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you called in. It's great to hear your voice again, and I'm glad to hear that you guys are doing so good, you and Dan.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Okay, take care.
Have a nice evening.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to, before I take another call here, I got a couple of emails. Let me just check out here and see what happened, what we got here. Let's see. Grace has written me an email saying, I'm a 7 of clubs, and I heard what you said about thinkers, which I believe is true, I guess she's saying. A few weeks ago, you said I'm in the most blessed position in the coming year. Last year, I decided to leave my teaching position to accomplish two things, homeschool my kids, my grandson, and to write. Thus far, it's been somewhat tricky to create the time to get my writing done. I'm very pleased with my grandmother's learning. My grandson's learning as he's now a beginning reader at 3.5. Wow. But I don't have my writing project down. Consider borrowing from the equity in my house to ensure that I get my writing project accomplished. Okay, so Grace, that if you borrowing money on the equity of your house to get your writing project accomplished, that doesn't ring very good with me. that seems a little backwards. Like, you don't need to have money to write. That's one of those occupations that you don't need money to write. Be careful right now that you don't make a decision from fear, Grace, okay? And that's what's happening, is you have all this fear about not having enough money. When I wrote my first book, this is a little story really quick, Grace. I had saved up. I was living alone, so I didn't have a lot of expenses, but I worked this job I didn't like for 6 months, and I saved up $4,000 that I used to support me when I wrote my book. And then I disciplined myself and I wrote the book. So in a way, if it's part of the plan, you know, it can be good, but you have to be very careful. You have to feel positive about this. You have to know that if you don't write the book, if it doesn't work out, that you can go right back and get that money and make up for it. And don't borrow too much money. Don't borrow excessive amounts. It's okay if you have a master plan and you're going to execute it. Okay? So I appreciate the question. I hope I shed some light on it for you. Okay, we have a man on line, let's see, 2. Richard. I want to talk to him. Is he still here?
But I don't think we're next. They usually say.
Richard, are you here?
Yeah.
And
hello.
So what is this about you calling for Stacy?
Yeah, no. Look, she doesn't have she's not in right now. She was going to try to call from a cell phone. She just couldn't. She kept.
I see.
Yeah.
So okay, I'll see what I can do. What was her question?
Well, I asked her, it's more like in relation to probably more like business, work, things more along the lines of business or work.
Okay. Well, is she going to be back later or not?
By the time she's back, she knows that she'll be able to listen to the archive later on, so she's probably listening on the radio. You're not on the radio.
Yeah, we're on the internet, but we record this show, and it'll be available to listen to afterwards.
Okay, great.
But,
yeah, she knows that part of it, she told me, so
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm doing. I actually called in, I think a couple weeks ago,
Well,
before.
You know, I want to talk to her personally. So
okay.
Tell her she's got the call next week.
Okay.
I mean, I'd like to. I want to answer her question really well. I need to hear from her what it really is all. You know, what's really going on.
Okay.
Because, but I can answer one for you though if you want.
Okay.
Because I have you on the line.
Oh, you know what? Since I'm on the line, that's right. Well, you have my I'm a queen of clubs.
Yeah. Are you born in '65?
Yes.
Okay. I got you in front of me. What's up for you? Are you in a relationship with Stacy?
For me, anything for me is business related.
Are you in a relationship with Stacy?
Yes, we are. Yes.
Oh, okay. Because you're sitting right on her card this year, which means you got to do everything she tells you.
Oh, you're gonna.
Which you already do have. You already have to do that anyway, because you're moved
that's
to her.
That's right. Yeah. Now you're putting it on our guy. I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you are. You are up. You're up to your neck.
Okay.
But you know, you guys are compatible.
Yes,
you guys
I can tell
very
you that.
It's very nice.
Whether I was reading a card or not, we've always been very compatible. I have no complaints.
Yeah, and you know, let's see here. There's a lot for both of you this year. There's a lot about making more money.
Oh,
and
really? Okay.
And there's something new that both of you need to do.
Okay.
You'll come in. You're going to get the idea soon, probably May or June, but you're going to get started in earnest in July.
Okay.
For you, I'm telling you. And you're going to end up kind of a business owner of some kind by your next birthday.
Okay.
And it's time for a shift. It's time for a change. For you. You're in the pinnacle year. You're supposed to make a big change this year.
Okay.
That's the big story for you. So, you know,
well,
you guys are together, so I assume
that
affects both of you.
Okay.
I think she's worried about money more than she needs to be.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right now, I mean. Right now.
Okay.
So, but have her call me when she can, okay? And we'll.
Okay. I sure will. I really appreciate that. Okay, well, that's great. Maybe another good quick question then would be if we work together, being that we're compatible, would that be a good thing?
Yeah, I think you guys can make money together, actually.
Okay.
Now, you got to remember that she's got to kind of lead the show for the most part. But you have a lot to offer. You have a lot of great ideas, and you have a good business sense. So there's nothing, you know, you guys should be able to do it. You got to watch her spending, though.
Yeah.
Eight of Diamonds spend faster than they make
the
it.
Too. I'm
frequently.
Glad you have that archive.
I hear you mumbling under your breath like, oh, yeah, you're right about that. Yeah.
That's
funny.
But that's great.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, Richard, I appreciate you calling and sharing.
Okay, I'll tell her to give you a call, or you said you do emails, right?
Well, the email's only during the show.
Oh, okay, I see.
It's only during the, I don't do them, because I do readings professionally, and if people call me and email me when I'm not on the show, they're going to have to pay me $250 an hour to talk to me.
Okay.
So
all right.
That's the deal.
Well, that's not bad.
Okay, so have her call me
thanks.
Next week, because she's worried about money.
All right, I will.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, Richard. Have a nice
evening. Yeah, love your show. Bye.
Okay, so this is kind of fun. I'm getting some emails from people. Let me see here. Let's look at this one from Gwen. We have the lines open, by the way. If somebody wants to call, please do. You know the number. They're on the website. Gwen is writing me, and I don't know where you're from, Gwen, but appreciate you calling or writing. Recently, during the eclipse in Virgo Pisces, I, a Seven of Diamonds, broke up with my King of Clubs boyfriend. What are the challenges or expectations that we can have as a couple with these cards? Also, I have read that we would not be able to reunite until July 3rd. Would you care to comment on this? I would love to, Gwen, but I don't have your birthday or his. Just knowing your card, your birth card, doesn't give me a lot to go on. And I can't even talk about your relationship connection because I wouldn't do it without knowing the ruling card of both of you. So I need your birthdays or, yeah, your birthdays. And then I could really look at things and say something. So when you email me in the future, please include your birthday, including the year, so that I know who I'm talking to. Okay. So now I've got an email here from Cynthia. She says, if my ex-husband is my long-range card, I know he would be involved pretty much the entire year. Could be my son. I don't understand what that means. Now my son, oh, Mitch, okay, I met him, okay, is in my Pluto position. Could be a challenge this year, and a five of hearts as a result. I'm wondering if this is about my son or an issue that we have pending. It could be both. When you have a card in your reading that is also the card of somebody you know that you are involved in, that card usually has a double meaning. It has a meaning of the person and of the event or the experience that that card represents. Now, result cards, Cynthia, are always good. A result card always has a good meaning, so don't look at that as being a difficult necessarily thing. It always means happy ending. It's the happy ending card of a deck. Okay? Just so you know. Okay. Okay, let's see here. I'm looking at seeing which one of these questions I could actually answer. Okay. Let's see. This is kind of actually hard, actually. Oh, I see. Somebody left a little message here on our little website. That's nice. Yeah, Don. Way to go. Okay. Well, it looks like this. One of you guys that has an email message, call in instead, okay? Because this isn't working. I'm here talking and reading, and it just doesn't really work as well. So just give us a call on the line. If you don't know the number, it's on that page where you're listening to the. There's four lines, and they're all open right now. So we're actually getting down to the end of the show. We're going to take a short break. Don, if you're there, let's listen to I uploaded a new song of mine that it's part of the CD that I'm about ready to release, and it's called Krishna Lullaby. And it's one of the more softer songs on my CD. So we're going to play that song, and then when we come back, if there's anybody on the phone, we'll answer maybe one or maybe two calls at the most. Otherwise, we're going to call tonight. So hang on, and I'll be back in about 4 or 5 minutes.
I have a question for you. Would you invest 2 hours of your time to learn how to predict your future for the rest of your life? I know this sounds impossible, but I guarantee it's true. Just read the first couple of chapters of my book, The Cards of Your Destiny, and you will have the power to know what is coming well before it actually happens. This is the most accurate form of divination ever discovered, and it's easy to learn. Anybody can use it. And I guarantee that you will be delighted or your money back. Just go to 7thunders.com and order the book. Or get our product special that includes both my books and a special report prepared just for you. That is the number 7 and the word thunders.com. Why wait? Find out what the cards of your destiny have to say about your future today.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed my little song there. I don't know, I really like it. Of course, I like my own music. But anyway, we're back here, and we have a caller on one of the lines. I don't know exactly what line it is, but can we have her? I think it's Gwen, right? I'm waiting to hear from Gwen.
So much.
Oh, there you are.
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you, Gwen?
Good. How are you tonight?
I'm great.
Thanks for doing this show. It's wonderful.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
I love it.
So did I get the year right on you and your boyfriend?
Yes, I believe you did, and I know it's surprising.
Well, it's not surprising, but it's unusual.
Yes.
And that could be the cause of your problem.
Yeah, I know that's definitely an issue. And,
okay.
You know,
I don't mean that age difference is a problem, okay? I don't want to give the wrong impression. That's not what I'm referring to. I'm just referring to the fact that he's so young.
Yes.
That he hasn't had time to even know what he wants.
Yeah.
See? And a person of that age, generally doesn't know anything about who they are.
Right.
What is
still
best
figuring
for them,
it out.
Or where their life is really going to go. Or you, on the other hand, have had a lot more experience.
Yes.
And you guys could really love each other, and I'm sure you do. But whether or not, you would probably be looking for something along the lines of a commitment.
Right.
And, for him to make a promise to somebody at his age would be, that wouldn't be fair to him in a way,
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, there's a thing that, Sting has a song where he says, if you love somebody, you set them free, Sometimes that's the better route to take when you know that, your relationships by their very nature place demands on each of the two partners.
Yes.
But these kind of demands for somebody at his age, it's just not, it's a little early for that.
Yeah, it's not really realistic. I see that.
Yeah, and it's not about the fact that you're far apart in the age. It's not about that. It's about him being so young.
I see. So if it was say 10 years later, the same age.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would be a different story.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If he was, this guy is probably, I don't know if he's still in high school or just out of high school or what.
Yeah,
but
he
can't even know. He hasn't had time to figure out where he's going.
Yeah.
In his life, see. So,
that's really accurate.
I'm sure you love him, and, you'll do the right thing for him.
It's funny, too, because I did have a prophetic dream about it. I actually dreamed that an Indian chief came to me and said, "Are you Gwendolyn?" And I said, "Yes." And he just gave me one sentence, and that was that young bucks need to run along the mountainside until they become stags. And it was so clear.
Oh, that was amazing.
It was really cool. It was really a great dream. And I actually told him about it. And we're still friendly. I was just curious about the dynamics and was wondering if it was something aside from the age. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And I've been, just basically just giving him a lot of space and accepting the fact that that's reality. But I was just wondering if there was something.
He's a good guy. There's nothing wrong with him. And the dynamic between you is fine.
Okay.
It's okay. But you're putting a lot of pressure on somebody that just isn't at the point where he's ready for something like this.
Yeah, I think that's very accurate.
And, I'm not telling you what to do. You have to make up your own mind. But if you really love him, do the loving thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. There are plenty of people who are closer to my age that, it might be more appropriate.
And, I see you. You're going to have other relationships this year, believe it or not.
Yeah, I could sense that too, actually.
I think you're going to have a short period where there's going to be a lot of guys in your life. And then you'll hone in on one or two of them. But you're not going to even settle down with one person this year.
Interesting. Yeah, I kind of got that sense too. I got the sense that it might be 2 more years before I actually settle down with one person. I got the sense that I might meet them this year, but that it would be another couple of years before I got serious to settle down with anyone.
Well, you are the marrying kind.
Yeah, definitely.
No, you are, and you're family-oriented as well.
Once
you get married, you'll want to stay married.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll want to do that trip. And, you got to remember also that you're very strong-willed.
Yeah, I know. I know that's definitely true.
And you're a little bossy,
Okay.
Not a lot of guys can handle that strength that you have.
That's true.
You know,
I know, that's true, too.
So it'll take a special kind of guy in order that will be able to, you know, handle your strength and not get defensive or something.
Yeah, I need someone who's going to be stronger than I am. That's for sure.
Yeah, so I can give you some ideas for cards that would be...
Okay, that would be really fascinating and interesting to me.
Yeah, I mean, like, what you want to do is look for cards that you're the moon card to, and I'll give you a couple of them, okay?
Okay.
An eight of diamonds would be one.
Okay.
Another one would be a five of spades.
Okay.
Or a ten of hearts.
Okay.
Another one would be an ace of spades.
Okay.
Or a six of hearts.
Okay. And I'm the moon to all of those? Or is
yes,
that...
Yes, you're moon to all of them.
Wow. Okay.
Is that interesting?
That gives me a wide range.
Yeah, it will give you, well, it just gives you some options.
Yeah.
You know, there's not just one card. There's lots of them. That, you know, and now, and this can be their birth card or their planetary ruling card. So you have, that even increases your choices even greater. Okay.
Okay.
You have my book, I assume, or?
You know, I've gone through it a number of times. I just went to go purchase it recently, and it appears to be out of print. So I'm thinking about getting it on Amazon. Is that accurate that it is?
No, it's not out of print. It's definitely not out of print. It's called The Cards of Your Destiny, or Cards of Your Destiny, and it's not out of print. So,
I was looking at Love Cards. That's what it was.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, Love Cards. It's not out of print either, but see, there were earlier editions that are now out of print.
I see. Okay.
But just have them look up my name. They have it in Barnes & Noble. They stock it.
Okay, I'll go down and get it.
You know, so just go there and buy one or look at, you know. But,
yeah.
But you need to look at the people that you're moon to, the birth card and the ruin card. Either one.
Okay.
Or both.
Well, thank you so much. What a great reading.
Thank you very much for calling. It's great to talk to you.
You too. Have a good day.
Thanks for being persistent.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we do have William on line three, but, you know, William, I'm sorry, but we just ran out of time here tonight. So I hate to make you wait. Please call in a little bit earlier next week, same time next Monday, and I'll be happy to talk to you. I love getting your emails, everybody, and the comments you have about the show. I don't answer questions during the week in between shows, not on this basis, but if you have a question about your book, how you're reading the book and how to use it in some way, we always answer those questions. I'm always available for those kind of questions. So hope everybody has a great week. This is the beginning of a great week. Let's all make it the best week we can. And remember that your destiny is in your hands. You are the captain of your own fate. Good night and good luck to everybody.